Before more than 50% of Colorado voters passed Amendment 64 in 2012, Governor John Hickenlooper was against it. After the election, he jokingly said, quote, "Federal law still says marijuana is an illegal drug, so don't break out the Cheetos or Goldfish too quickly." A lot has changed since then, as Colorado has ushered in this new industry.
Being the first state that does something, I mean, really, I don't think there's another country on earth that's actually, we're not talking about decriminalizing, but actually legalizing. So you have to set up a regulatory framework and then a taxation system and all kinds of checks and measures. There's just a lot that could go wrong.
There have been bumps in the road. Hickenlooper points out how edible products like marijuana-infused cookies and brownies came on the scene faster than expected. Some people ended up in the hospital after eating too much. The governor signed two measures into law this spring requiring special labels for edibles and regulating their dosage. Another concern, says Hickenlooper, is the impact of marijuana on young people and their developing brains.
So many of the neuroscientists around are very concerned about, you know, this high THC marijuana, what it can do to a brain that is still in the process of growing.
Still, Hickenlooper says the burgeoning industry has had successes. He thinks it's put a dent in the black market, and the public seems accepting of relatively high taxes and rigorous regulation. Not to mention, there's a windfall from taxes on marijuana.
And I think we're going to have, first year, probably $60 or $80 million, which will allow us to address a lot of the issues, a lot of our concerns.
Longtime TV personality Katie Couric interviewed Hickenlooper at the Aspen Ideas Festival.
I know that it's been a big boon to your state since January. You've raised nearly $11 million, and some experts predict the industry could rake in a whopping $134 million. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, since it's never been done before, it's hard to get a good handle on, you know, the data that we're using to make these projections.
The first $40 million of tax revenue will go towards school capital construction. After that, Hickenlooper would like to see dollars head to marijuana education and keeping it out of the hands of teens struggling with mental illness.
For kids who have bipolar, things like that, there's a lot of smart people that think all of a sudden the kid starts spending more time in the basement. All of a sudden the kid drops out of school, then the kid runs away from home. Once those kids get off the tracks like that, it is very expensive to reconnect them to a constructive life.
Right, and there's studies that show that if you're predisposed to things like schizophrenia, that you could be, you know, that this could put you over the edge.
Right. Well, there's a high probability that it will at least accelerate the onset and exaggerate the symptoms of whatever that condition is.
In the end, Hickenlooper says the onset of legal weed in the state wasn't an overwhelming success, but it could have been worse.
We've made mistakes. We've had problems. We've tried to learn from them and aggressively address how to rectify the problem. And I think if you look at setting up a regulatory environment from scratch, I think they've done a commendable job. Am I satisfied? No, we've got to do better.
Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.